Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 17, 2021. I'm George Henry. At the end of the month, two long-term Siuslaw School District board members will retire. June 30th signifies the date when Suzanne Mann-Heinz and Paul Burns will turn over their seats. Board Chair Bob Snedden says both have been an inspiration to him personally. He says that their dedication goes way beyond the boardroom.
Paul has been volunteering and overseeing the STREAM team for elementary and middle school kids. Suzanne has been volunteering in the buildings and the classrooms for years and years and years, and she was also the driving force in the establishment of the Siuslaw Education Foundation.
Burns is finishing up 16 years on the board, and Mann-Heinz is finishing her seventh year. Mann-Heinz told Coast Radio News that any efforts on her behalf were part of a larger team collaboration. She says this past year has proven the dedication of everyone by being able to ensure that students not only received an education, but were fed and provided the necessary tools to weather the pandemic. Snedden says both their contributions have been significant over the years. He says specifically that Burns has been a great source of wisdom for him personally over the past year as board chair. The board will introduce Katie Snedden and Maureen Miltenberger as new members whose terms begin on July 1st. After six straight weeks of declining numbers, the Oregon Health Authority has reported more cases of COVID-19 in the past week. The total is just shy of 1,800 cases. Patrick Allen, OHA director, says unfortunately the individuals who remain most at risk are the unvaccinated. The rise in numbers comes on the heels of one of the busiest travel times of the year. Allen says the good news is that the vaccines are now widely available statewide. Yesterday's report from the OHA reveals 247 new cases and 7 new deaths. 3 of those deaths were Lane County residents, and all 3 are believed to have underlying health conditions. Lane County reported 18 new cases yesterday. Multnomah, Clackamas, and Jackson counties currently have the highest rate of new infections. There were no new cases reported for the 97439 zip code. The state of Oregon is pushing for all Oregonians to be vaccinated and is reiterating the chance of someone to receive $1 million if they get vaccinated by June 27th. Everyone who has had at least one dose of the vaccine or the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be registered for a chance to win. The state has set up an additional website for Oregonians who receive their shot from the VA or who receive their first shot out of state. They can enter the drawing by visiting takeyourshotoregon.org. The current rate of vaccinations is increasing by 0.2% per day. The Oregonian vaccination table is showing that there are 68.2% of Oregon's population with at least one shot. The state is reporting about 15,000 vaccinations per day, but not all are first doses. There are still about 60,000 residents needed to reach the governor's goal by the 21st. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 17th, 2021.